Welcome into our live stream. We are here in Popwell, Missouri, Butler County, with the presiding commissioner of Butler County, Ms. Levy. Commissioner, thank you for the hospitality, making the time for us.
You're most welcome. Thank you for taking the time to come by.
So we have been to, we've done these with Steve Elman, all kinds of folks, and we've asked different people across the state to take different precautions, all kinds of things that went on. You kept Butler County pretty open. Give us a say of where Butler County is with COVID and what precautions you have in place.
Well, right now, I mean, if you stop and look at it, we've had 9 deaths in Butler County, I believe it is, Scott, and that was a couple days ago. And, you know, there's like 2,009 cases. I think that you got to have your people working. I mean, you just can't shut down because it just kill your whole economy. And, you know, you've got to have people working. And I understand that it's a bad virus, but we still got to work and move on to collect our revenues.
So tell me about how there's been some counties around here that have, not around here, but St. Louis that have done shutdowns, mask orders. You did a shutdown when the governor shut things down, I suppose.
That's it.
Is that back in March, I guess?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we shut down for a brief time, and actually, we kept some of our offices open here, and we had our phone numbers on the door. So if they really needed to get in to have something done, we would. The judge, you know, he's got to keep his courts open, and that's part of this courthouse. That's where we're at.
So walking through in Butler County, I guess it's been pretty much like the rest of the state. You saw a lot of cases that have leveled off, and now there's been a spike, I guess?
Yeah, there's somewhat of a spike right now. And, you know that stands for a reason. You know, more people's doing more things, people's getting out and doing stuff. You know, like the mask mandates, in my opinion, if you feel that you need to wear a mask, you should wear a mask. You know, and I don't think that should be anybody's deal that for me to tell you, Scott, you need to wear a mask. I mean, to me, if you feel that you're all right, I think that's the way it should be.
You know, there's a lot of folks that have been a mask performance, but to me, the difference are the same is you're educating people and saying this is what the CDC said, or are you saying you got to do it?
Yeah, well, what we're doing is we're relying on our health department, Ms. Emily Gooden, and she has been great to work with. She took that job, and then this hit. So she was new to the job and new with COVID. And I take my hat off to her because she is out trying to push the education on the deal wearing masks and the proper ways of wearing masks. And they're doing a lot of COVID testing throughout Poplar Bluff at Marley Park. They had some of the off of Main Street in the health department in different spots. I don't think that it's anybody's place to tell somebody they got to wear the mask.
Well, that is an interesting part. I couldn't help but think when this started happening, I thought about Robert Hudson, a long time ago, department director here, passed away. Was it last year, I guess, right?
Yes, I don't think he's been quite here yet.
Now, you know, folks, it's fashionable in some places to get a dog on health official, but he was really professional. I really love him.
He was. He was. Emily and she's the deal, and she's doing a great job. I mean, yeah. I take my hand off to her. She works very, very hard, and we're very fortunate for her to step into that role.
All right, let me give you a few questions here. We won't keep you long. Hopefully, you're traveling wherever you're going to travel. Maybe you're done working for the day, and you would just stay at the office, and maybe you can enjoy us visiting for a little bit. First question is, this is from Leo in Jefferson City. In different parts of the state, I think sort of a farming here, they put a mask order in and mask order and it went down. What is your opinion? Now, that's something you and I talked about once before. In St. Louis, the government comes out and tells them to do something. Mm-hmm. They are much more apt to do it and be happy about doing it. Folks out there in rural Missouri, just because the government starts saying orders, that isn't necessarily they're going to do it, and they're worse spot than before.
You're exactly right. You know, and there has been other counties that has put the mask mandate on, just here 90 miles from here, and they're
So now, I got a question here. This is from David in St. Louis. He said there's been a lot of legislators that have introduced legislation about St. Louis County, but there's also been some that have introduced legislation on how, who should make these decisions. I didn't know this. I thought every health department was autonomous.
Some counties are over their health department, Scott.
Is that bigger counties or just
smaller counties? Some of them might be bigger counties. I know we have our commissioners' meetings and we talk about such things as this. And what it is, it is my cars live their own community. And, you know, and they work through us with us, you know, and we support them. As far as the health department here, you know, Robert Hudson would walk in about once a month, like you said, and say, hey, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah.
It used to be, because when I was mayor, the health department would do things for us and help us out.
Yes.
Well, it's a very, very good work group.
Yes.
But the immediate little blonde head has dusted all around us. We're almost Thanksgiving graduate. But you have to sign a budget.
Yes.
You have to sign a budget, the health department will function.
Yes.
So there is a little bit of a check commissioners have.
Yes.
Because I've heard the conventional wisdom I've heard from legislative leadership was that maybe in each county, there are the elected officials. Because look, I mean, I know there's a health department, and I think maybe Tucker Davis on it one time or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe you know one or two of the members, there's five of them, maybe you don't. But most everybody knows who the commissioner. And if you don't grade their road, they'll come in here and tell you. But in order to be, it seems to me like a decision as big as shutting down the county should be made at the highest, most visible, elected level.
Well, yeah, and but like I said earlier, Scott, when we were talking, we're a third-class county. There's no ordinances. So once you place something, a mass mandate or something such as that, who's going to enforce that?
So he tells me Sheriff Dodd would not be real keen on pulling his guys off of a murder investigation and writing things about mass.
I think you're 100% right. And also, you know, you sit here and you rush it out. The county commissioner, in my perspective, is we got the most responsibility with the least amount of authority, if that makes sense.
The most blame for sure, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, we got the pen for the budget, but still, you know, I can't go into, say, the assessor's office and say, you need to do this.
So there's a picture Harry Truman's been up here the whole time I ever came up here. These decisions, though, there are, I can see a scenario where a county would need to shut down or do something. If there's, you know, there's maybe the most for the succeeding circumstance, where should that bus stop? Should it stop at this desk or at where should it stop, in your opinion?
Well, like I said, I mean, if it stops here, we'll do the best we can with it, is what I'm going to say. The governor has made the health departments in charge of this. And that's where it is right now. Governor Parsons made it plain and simple that
Tom in Warrensburg asked, what's it been like working with Governor Parsons?
It's been good. I mean, I've talked to his people several different times about different issues, and they've always come back with a reply from me and tried to help me if possible.
Well, it's also nice that you know, we've got our favorite son of Butler County that is gonna heck, he's been when Tom Richardson got elected to the House, you knew he was special. We knew that before he got elected. But the state's kind of, I think people get to look at Butler County a little differently when they know Todd's from here and the example he does. But now he can be the Medicaid director. Boy, he stepped right into it at a hot time.
Yes, he did.
Man.
Yes. And, you know, and he's another person that I can reach out to for advice, and he'll come back and try to help me if possible.
So, this is Representative Bailey. She wants to thank you for respecting the Fifth Amendment and not confiscating our due process. She's been a big fighter in St. Louis to keep things open. But, you know, I thought when the governor ran on local control, I liked it. Wade Wilcox was on our school board, I liked it. I think it's, you know, low-level officials. Ronald Reagan talked about a little bureaucrats in some four-off state capitol, you know, in some cubicle making decisions about people's lives. I think a better decision for Butler County was putting him at this bench than a lot of others. He won by a landslide. And it was funny, I watched the urban papers turn around and say, well, you should change your mind and go back on your word. I don't see you doing that, do you?
No, I do not.
Now I see some St. Louis, well, it's really St. Charles County Republicans, say, well, now you should go back and limit Sam Page and by a person. I don't see you going back on working with you.
No, I do not.
Now, an interesting part to me, I've been lucky to get to see a lot of different things in life. And it's helped me to be more tolerant of folks. Because this is a very different state. I got to, thanks to the folks in the Missouri Association of Counties, in large part, I've been to Clark County all the way down to Penobscot County and got to see how people do things and in between. And St. Louis is very different. Kansas City is very different. And I believe, Sam Page got reelected with 60% of the votes a few weeks ago. I think that's what the majority of that county wants. And I'm a believer that that's what they want. Good for them. I'm just asking. Now, I'm not here every day as much as you are. I don't know that if you told folks out in Coon Island or out in Cuba or for sure Strangetown, that they would just do it because you told them to. And I'm not sure that doesn't make the problem worse.
Yeah, and I think you have a bunch of good to speak and we get enough dark stuff to say things here as it is.
Well, it's one of those things in St. Francis County. I think the government's better, it has more authority, than if you make an order that the public won't follow.
Yeah, exactly.
You kind of discredit a little bit the government, which is a couple of things.
Yeah, but didn't St. Francis County lift that pretty quickly?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty quick.
And Jefferson County, I think, here this afternoon is always interesting. You can tell when a politician has something they don't really want known. They put it out Thanksgiving, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, or Christmas Eve, or the Friday before Labor Day. Mm-hmm. I think Jeff County's doing theirs this afternoon for a reason. I've seen some folks, New York folks, say you shouldn't have Thanksgiving. What's your Thanksgiving plans? I'm upset came from Carl, actually, Mark. What's your Thanksgiving plans?
My Thanksgiving plans?
Yep.
Is to sit down with my family and give thanks for what we got. I've got kids in Arkansas. I've got a son in St. Peter's, which will not be able to make it. His little daughter does have COVID.
Yep.
And, they're not going to come. But
isn't that a real kind of Butler County common sense way to go about it? Is you're going to do what you normally do, but if you're faced with a situation where someone has it, you're going to be smart about it.
Yes, exactly. And that's the whole scenario of this whole thing about masks. If you feel, and that's what I keep saying, if you feel the need for a mask, wear it. And if you see where source is, you got to wear a mask to come in here. If you want to go in here, wear the mask.
I got some COVID, folks. Charles in Columbia. I guess this question is a little salty, Charles, How many cases or people died would you have to see before you would seriously consider a mass order shutdown?
Well, Charles, here we go again. Like I stated earlier, I do know it's a bad virus.
Yeah. The other question was, do you deny COVID is a serious thing?
No, I did not deny that. But I think we're all adults, and I think that if you got good common sense and practice cleaning your hands and keeping everything sanitized, I think you'll be fine. My wife has had COVID. My neighbor has died. And I'm not saying that it's not a bad virus.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, cleanliness is the best thing for it, in my opinion. I think more people are personally getting it from touching things and such as that.
All right, I asked one COVID question. Let me give you another one here. This is from Robert in Sedalia. How do you reconcile that Illinois has many orders and has had for months, and they have relatively the same COVID problems they're having?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. And like I said earlier, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I do know this virus moves around quite a bit. My daughter-in-law is a laboratory scientist, and she works at Mercy Hospital, and they've been studying this. And she says that it's a virus that moves in different directions.
Mercy is a little bit away from what I'm
talking about. Yes, and they're working very hard up there.
So the question we asked Jared Coots over in Perry County, when they were on the TV show last week, how is the sales tax here? I know we're heading into the prime time of that. Where are you at?
Our sales tax right now, Scott, is right at 8% which is very, very good. But you got to realize we try not to shut nothing down.
Let me ask you this question, though. Do you think my assumption would be fewer people to the church, right?
Yes.
can't just be that 8% more economic activity. It's got to be
something. I think it's a lot of factors. You know, I think that $1,200 stimulus went a long way as far as.
It goes further than Pop Love than it might on Pop Street Bridge.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I said, such as things as that, is boosted to do a little bit as well. And, you know, people aren't going to Cape or Jonesboro or surrounding places here to shop. They're shopping here or they're shopping online. And, you know, that's another subject in another day, I guess.
Well, I'll ask you, but I have two questions here. I'm going to pick Sheila's in Jeff City. Last session, a lot of things happened. One of the things, and I profiled things that didn't, was something they call Wayfair. I don't know why they picked that website, but I bought stuff off Wayfair. And the Wayfair website is an online site. And I will sell this is the damnest thing. If you're, I was thinking about Jim Boss, or if you're Slug Heffners, and you buy, you sponsor the T-ball team, you do all things right, and then a website comes in under because you never pay sales tax.
Exactly. And that is something I hope that, you know, our legislators will look into a little harder with Governor Parsons and, you know, our reps and our Senate and try to pass that at state level. I think that would be the best thing. I mean, some counties has got the use tax passed. I think there's like 63 counties, I'm hoping to that, that has it passed. And we're one of the ones that's put it on the ballot a couple of times and it has failed. And, you know, it's people just do not want to pay more tax. And really, it's not more tax. It's just like if you go to, like you said, the Heffners and buy a couch, you pay tax here. But if you buy it online.
It is, part of this state sales tax, right?
Yes.
Or an uncle. I mean, I don't.
See, now the state has passed it for themselves. See, they're collecting there for 1.225 or whatever it is. I don't know if it's there. You know, you wonder, they pass it for the state, why didn't they pass it for the counties? And that's one thing. We're going to have a couple new people setting up there now.
Yeah. A couple folks that might watch this probably interesting about Darrell Ashes.
Darrell Atchison, you've got Darrell Atchison, then you're going to have a new Senator, Jason Green, from Hallelujah, and hopefully they'll take a voice for us in these southeast, you know.
Darrell, insurance guy, finance guy?
Yes, Darrell has worked at Modern Woods, Pittsburgh, and run that for, I don't know how many years.
Yeah, that's the opposite of Modern Woods. Now,
he's all right for Wayne County.
Well, we had a Wayne County in Doug Line, well, now we fit him in. For a web toe flatland, we're going to keep an eye on him.
Huh? Yeah, we will.
Well, it's easier for us to keep an eye on the flatland to work on the hill when you go down.
Exactly.
I think folks are going to like, I think Jason Bean is the guy in the room that's just that runs the cool engine.
Yeah.
He just is a natural leader. I think we're going to sit pretty well with who we've set in the reference.
Yeah, I think he'll be able to find out for the 25th
district. Yeah, and I remember. You know, those folks that wanted to see the phone, even the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, you know, so I'm the commission. You know, Darrell Nelson said was one of the representative popular. He was very active and very helpful. So the former arsenal of the community guy was named after his son, right? Where was named after him? Brenton is the nursing home named after. Nelson Tim is the tennis one, right?
Yes.
So there's a pretty long legacy there.
Yeah.
Last couple questions here. I got every time we do one of these, we get a lot of Trump questions. I want to ask you one from Robert in Jeffco. You think Trump, he's in your county, you're pretty close to the election authority, which I guess would be Tommy, who snuck away. Because she knew we would found a way to get her own hand right here.
Yes.
And say, well done.
Yeah.
What do you think of the election? Do you think Trump won, or do you think he Do you think he actually lost, or was there some shenanigans?
I personally feel there's probably some shenanigans, but you know it's got to be proven. And I think that you know, even if they put Biden in as president, I think they need to really sit down and look at this thoroughly to get this straightened out as far as mail-in ballots showing up and stuff like that. I think they're You know, no matter what side of the fence you're on, somebody's going to be upset.
I typically think Trump didn't win. I don't think there could have been try something new in the middle of the pandemic, with everything going on. I think you're going to have some problems. It's interesting, you know, Missouri, I thought, had a really good new question approach. Mm-hmm. They did a little bit more expanded mail-in voting, but they made you notarize it.
Exactly.
So it was kind of a halfway. Some states went all the way in, which is do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And Missouri kind of took a pretty moderate new question approach. I felt like the election, now our election was just landslide, it didn't matter.
Yes.
But I felt like Missouri's election came off pretty well.
Yeah, and I think you're right on that. And like I said, I don't know, but I think at the end of the day, they need to do a little more work on this election the way it's run in some of these states, partially.
All right, I'll tell the two things I remember from an old county clerk here. He was, they were sitting there talking. He would smoke in the courthouse regardless of the law. He felt about smoking laws, like a lot of people feel about mask laws. He just was pushing out there anyway. And he said, you think you know everybody, you've been in office for 30 years, and then you see people come in here and absentee vote, and you're like, oh my God, who is that? I don't even know it. That's the darndest thing.
Exactly.
Then I sat in there one day, and I've got two more questions before we go. We were in there one day, and a guy came to file for permission. And this guy was confident. I knew him a little bit, and he was very sure he would. And I was the mayor, so I was probably 22, so I was the young kid, I was being called, if you can imagine. And he's in there, and this guy goes, I've got this. He goes, I know half the people in the county are my first name. I know most of their kids, there's no way I'm looking at these, no rest of your problem. And he was just talking to me, and if you ever ran for office, you know how stupid that sounds. So we all had a number, but he left. And so he kind of looked out the window and tapped his cigar and said, that son of a bitch probably doesn't know half the people in his county by name. Which means he's going to have to get 100% of the other half. It's nobody that knows him never vote for.
Exactly. I think I can figure out how you say
that. Yeah, I do. Last couple questions. If you're a person driving down in St. Louis and you don't like the restrictions, tell folks how hard it is to be in a spot like San Pedro, a lot of groups, and Quentin Lucas or Frank Wise. Give folks an insight.
Well, it's just a tough situation. And you're talking about the guy coming in on everybody by first night.
Yeah.
Well, when something like that happens, everybody's aren't there. And so you got an uphill battle any way you go about it. And I don't want to say that I'm just beating around the bush here, but, I have had several people email. You need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I thought, if you need, you need to run and get in the sheriff. And, there's no way that I feel that you'd ever pass a mask mandate in Papa Bluff and make it stick. Because they're just not.
And if you can't do it in Papa Bluff, you sure can't do it in Beaverton or Tame Creek or
Longmore. Now, St. Louis, there's a little different people up there, a little more condensed, and I think, they have more chances of contacting and spreading than they do in an area like this right here,
Let me ask you from the other side. If your person watching this, and you're very scared about COVID, and you, every time you see somebody on TV that ain't masked up or distance you, it's not a political thing. You really, in your heart, are worried. Explain to folks how when you have to make these decisions, how you come to them, and you've decided in a place like Butler County, you're going to let regular people make those choices.
Well, and that's exactly right. And I still think that you have the choice to do that. And, people that are really scared, I understand that. Because, like I said, I've had a neighbor pass. Friends, I know that's been very, very ill, that's overcome it. But you've got to use some common sense and try to think that, not everybody's thinking the way that the person is being scared to death.
Yeah.
You have all these other people who say, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And it's kind of like, the different rules and regulations that they're trying to push out. I think if Governor Parsons thinks that we need to do a mandate, I think he should go from here.
city papers asking, why don't you do mass murders? Why do you see people die? Then Missouri Times will start asking a question about something else. And then we'll go, you know, what's wrong with you? I think those folks probably don't get out of the city much.
No,
and he does.
Yeah,
and I think he knows that Trent Drake from Polk County, just because the government doesn't do something doesn't necessarily mean going to do it.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And you know, it's a situation that we're going to have to live through.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to come together as people, meet together, and use your own best knowledge and common sense. I mean, that's my personal feeling. I mean, I don't know how to do that, but it's not. I guess that you'd be wearing a mask if you was really that feared of it at this point in time.
Well, when I walked in here, I saw the things that I've got on.
Exactly.
And I saw Ralph Jefferson and then Officer Gerber. Mm-hmm. And I have one in my pocket that I've been in St. Louis this morning. And so I put my thing, you know, because my thought is wherever I go in the state, I believe that I've never really seen people want something in politics and not get what they want. Mm-hmm. If they want it, they have it over time. And I have no quarrel with Quentin Lucas or Sam Baker or anybody. I think they know their people and they're doing what they want. But by the same token, no, unless somebody asks me, or if I'm in a situation that really breaks my conscience, I generally don't. And I just think the key thing is, folks that live in the Central West End of St. Louis are very apt to follow government advice. They trust the government. They, folks that live down in the island, and I don't know that you're solving anything by you can always kind of hold this over people, this mask thing, but I don't know that once you issue it, like Illinois, what are they going to do? Do they just have cops patrol the streets to make sure you don't get your house? I mean, how far do you go?
Yeah, exactly. And I was telling somebody earlier, I was meeting a piece of equipment, and a friend of mine,
in Arkansas.
And Arkansas is the same way. Exactly. So, you know, I think it depends on where you're at. Now, Chicago, I'd say you probably better have your mask on.
Well, I don't let anything go to Chicago. So.
Well, I'm just using that as a fair speech.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I also think, you know, we are becoming more about this deserves the most diverse state in the entire country. Mm-hmm. And I think you can see it. I think you can see the divisions in the rest of the country very well represented in the state. And you can see people that, by God, they don't care that Mike Parson clearly for 9 months said, I'm going to do local control. They don't care. They think, well, just because he wanted a landslide on that, and his opponent was the exact opposite. And she did a good job articulating the case. I'll be honest with you, I don't have a quarrel with that person to me. Now, if I was a business owner and I was in St. Louis County, yeah, I'd be lovely. My business in Cole County. And Gary Turgeon, St. Louis Remove. Let folks continue to operate, and that my family's thankful for it this Thanksgiving. But they have a different world, and I always thought it's us rural folks always get tagged as being intolerant.
Yes.
But a lot of times, and look, there's issues of race and sexuality and things where we burn in sometimes. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about respecting people's way of life and how they think, our friends in the cities could use a little tolerance too sometimes.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like I said, you know, I understand that, like, I keep going back that it is a bad virus.
Yeah.
And I think they're really, really close to getting a vaccine for it.
Here in Missouri?
Yes.
What a great thing.
And do I think that I'm really going to take the vaccine? I don't know at this point. I've never took a flu vaccine in my life. I don't know if you have.
Never
have. Your family has, but I never have. So there you go again. So, is it
going
to be
mandatory
to take
that
thing, or?
I sure hate for somebody to try to make Mark Fong think that. I hate the nerves are giving it. You know, I'll be honest with you. It's I'm kind of a Midwesterner. I like a little pragmatic view. My assumption is folks in nursing homes would get it first, and police officers and ambulance folks and doctors.
Yes, exactly.
And so by the time you come to pudgy 40-year-olds like myself, I'd probably be able to see what's going on. So, to be honest with you, yeah, I probably will in time, whenever it comes down to the relatively healthy population to get one? I think I would. But I would also have the benefit of being able to see a few in and then things go out first. And,
exactly.
You know, so by the time the one was off, I don't know if I'd be the first old boy to do it.
So you're not going to be the end.
I would be very good now. I think it might, I might, because of my high level alcohol content, I might not be a good test case for what
they
might be somebody else. So I don't know. I probably will take one, but in a way, unfortunately, you know, I would probably be the first one to try to give it to, so we'll get to see how it works. But I tend to think that's what we need to get moving forward. And from what I understand, here in the next 3 weeks, if the Pfizer drug continues on the track it's on, in the next 3 weeks, they should be able to begin giving it to people. And what a Christmas gift to the country, and what a gift from Missouri.
Exactly. And you know, they're doing a great job. We've got great people working on this. I mean, they just really are. And like I said, back to the mask, at this point in time, I don't see Butler County making it a mandate.
Well, Commissioner, I appreciate you getting a little holiday with us. We're on a skeleton crew here. We actually, I'd like to tell you, we're called the precaution, kind of. But also, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and we're down here. I'm going just a few miles down the road straight down. So I'm going to get up and turn the camera off. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you not this week, but next week on This Week in Missouri Politics on TV.